Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 219 of the Fun with Cars Motorsport Miscellany, a brief rundown of the motorsports we care about. I'm Robin Warner, and it is a special Motorsport Miscellany because it is Thanksgiving Day, and in Thanksgiving Day tradition, not tradition at all, we're going to just talk about Formula One because the final race of the Formula One season is coming up in just a few days' time in Abu Dhabi. So I wrote a story for AutoWeek on the web, autoweek.com, and of course it will also be a part of the show notes that kind of goes over four things that I'm going to be looking at, paying a little closer attention to for the upcoming Grand Prix, and that's what we're going to focus on. You know, I'm aware that Fernando Alonso tested an LMP2 car. That's interesting for sure. And I'm also aware that Martin Truex Jr. won the NASCAR Cup Championship. And, you know, the racing itself doesn't excite me, but it is still a very highly competitive motorsport. And any champion is, that's still an incredibly high feat. So I'm aware of those things. Those things happen. But I want to focus on Formula One this time because it is the last race of the year. And there are, in fact, some interesting things to talk about. So let's get started. The first thing to really talk about now, Chris Roche and I have talked about this a few times over the last few podcasts. But at this point, with one race to go, there's only 6 points separating 6th, 7th, and 8th in the Constructors' Championship. Right now, Toro Rosso has the point. Then it's Renault in 7th and the Haas team in 8th. Haas, of the three teams, is the least likely to have a strong result. So strong that it surpasses Renault or Toro Rosso. But obviously, anything can happen. And, you know, 6 points, that's 7th place. So it's not that far of a reach to think about, you know. It's going to be really interesting to see because in addition to the fact that it's just so close, there's all this drama with Carlos Sainz Jr. recently racing for Toro Rosso, now moving to Renault and scoring very well. His inaugural Grand Prix for Renault was in the United States, and he did very well there. And then almost immediately following, maybe not Mexico, but definitely in Brazil, Toro Rosso started complaining that Renault was giving them no good engines. And so now there's this like weird drama infighting going on between Renault and Toro Rosso as they are also fighting for sixth place in the Constructors' Championship. So almost no matter what the result is, even if it holds true, 6th, 7th, 8th, Toro Rosso, Renault, Haas, there's almost certainly going to be some words about political infighting afterwards. So that's going to be very fascinating to keep your eye on. And of course, Carlos Sainz Jr., to me, is the one driver of the six that we're talking about to really pay close attention to because he was connected to both Toro Rosso and Renault and because he's been doing very well. Obviously, Nico Hülkenberg is also very strong. And Sebastian Ocon just came off of his first non-race finish. So, you know, that's a streak I'm sure he would not want to keep up. But when Ocon's running, he's very strong. And so I'm just bringing up Force India because they're part of that mid-pack crew. And they could be part of the mix. You know, Toro Rosso, I have to say, is in a pretty weak position. They're complaining about the Renault engines. They lost Carlos Sainz Jr., who was their clear number one. They let go of Daniel Cafiat, who maybe isn't the strongest Grand Prix driver in the world, but he knew the car, he knew the team, and he's out. So now they have two drivers that only have a few Grand Prix experience in Pierre Gasly and Brandon Hartley to try to hold the point. So it's going to be very fascinating to see. And Haas, when Grosjean's on his game and he's not completely miserable in the car, he's very quick. So there could be a surprise change from Haas. I would love to see Haas move up one or two slots. Longer term, I'm desperate to see Haas get an American driver in that car. But that is, you know, that'll come when it's the right time to come. So anyway, definitely keeping an eye on that Constructors' Championship. And let's not forget, yes, it's sixth in the championship, but this is millions of dollars at stake between sixth and eighth. Millions of dollars. And that can really help move a team up, have them gain more performance, or drop a team down. Of those three, Renault is the safest. You know, they have manufacturer backing, but it's going to be interesting to see how that all plays out. So I'm going to be paying close attention to that. In the Drivers' Championship, most people are focusing on fourth in the Constructors, and for good reason, and we'll get to that in a second. But it is worth mentioning that second in the championship is not settled. Sebastian Vettel has 22-point lead over Valtteri Bottas, but that isn't insurmountable. If Vettel has a failure, or, you know, he gets in a first lap incident or something like that, and Bottas goes on to win the race, you know, it could switch things around. So that is possible. That is not something that's really going to be on my radar until something bad happens to Vettel, if something bad happens to Vettel. Frankly, I don't expect it. I think Ferrari will be a little bit on the defensive side to protect that second in the championship. So I have a feeling that it's going to be really hard for Bottas to overtake and finish second in the championship. But just wanting everyone to know that the math is there, that Bottas could theoretically do it. However, fourth and fifth in the championship, that's Daniel Ricciardo in fourth, Raikkonen in fifth, there's only 7 points separating those two. And as of late, in the last three Grand Prix, United States, Mexico, and Brazil, Kimi Raikkonen has been on the podium every time. And in those three Grand Prix, Daniel Ricciardo scored 8 points once. So he had 1 6th-place finish and otherwise has been out of the points. So 45 points to 8, which on average is 12.3 Grand Prix per race. And yeah, it's going to be 12.3 points per Grand Prix. And that means if that streak continues, Raikkonen will gain another 12 points over Ricciardo and will take fourth in the Constructors' Championship. And if that happens, I mentioned this in the last podcast, if that happens, that also means that it's Mercedes, Ferrari in the Drivers' Championship. So Hamilton, then Vettel, then Bottas, then Raikkonen. So it'd be interesting to see if everything lined up all neat and proper like that. And so anyway, that's certainly the highest profile battle that's going on. This is fourth in the Constructors' Championship. Again, there's also money involved here, but when you get to the Drivers' Championship, especially the top teams, it's a lot more about the prestige and the marketability of yourself. So it's a little bit less money sensitive, but that's one to keep an eye out. Now, there's two intra-team battles that's worth checking out. These are almost pure pride, okay? But they're still fascinating to watch. Both Williams and McLaren have teammates that are just 2 points between them. Williams, of course, has retiring veteran Felipe Massa going against his teenage rookie Lance Stroll. Massa currently has a 2-point lead over Lance, but there's some real things to consider here. First of all, Lance Stroll has the tiebreaker right now. Lance Stroll has a podium this season. Felipe Massa does not. Second, Felipe Massa's emotional end to his Formula One career happened in Brazil. I mean, there were tears. His son went on the radio after the Grand Prix to congratulate him. He finished seventh. He had a podium interview with Rubens Barrichello. Just all this emotional energy was exhausted out at the Brazilian Grand Prix. This is more, I don't want to say obligation, but, you know, this is something he's doing because it's in his contract. If he had his complete choice in the matter, I think he would have been done in Brazil. So that gives Lance an edge because I don't think Massa is going to be on point, frankly. And second, you know, when Lance is good, he can be quite good. So because Lance has the tiebreaker, because there's only 2 points, it's actually pretty much as good as a toss of a coin of who is going to take 10th in the championship. So Massa and Stroll are 10th and 11th. in the championship right now, and whoever does better in Abu Dhabi is going to be 10th. You know, obviously there's a couple of possibilities where, you know, one of them finishes 10th and the other doesn't score any points. You know, Massa wins no matter what there, but pretty much a flip of the coin here. So that one's going to be interesting to watch. Okay, and finally, we have the McLaren teammates. That is, of course, Fernando Alonso and Stoffel Vandoorne. This one isn't quite as nip and tuck because Fernando Alonso does have the 2 points lead over Stoffel Vandoorne, and Fernando Alonso does have the better result for the tiebreaker, but we're still talking about kind of like a 60-40 here. This is going to be for 15th in the constructors. 15th and 16th is where they currently stand. Alonso up front, and it's 15 points for Alonso, 13 for Vandoorne. And, you know, if Vandoorne has a good result and grabs a few points, you know, let's say he gets an eighth, gets 4 points, and Alonso's behind him, you know, that's a nice jump. And there's really so much more for Vandoorne here than Alonso, because Alonso is, many regard, is just one of the best drivers in the field, despite the fact that he hasn't won a championship since 2006. And because, you know, he hasn't won a Grand Prix since joining McLaren. So it's an obvious truth that Alonso is quite, quite good. And Vandoorne has been able to hold him close despite such a high reputation. Now, to be fair, Alonso did not compete in the Monaco Grand Prix. That was Jenson Button, because he was here in the States to run the Indianapolis 500. And that was a place where he could have scored points better than, and, you know, higher chances of that than many places. But still, think about the situation, and Vandoorne has done quite well. And I think Vandoorne would absolutely love to claim that his time, you know, his first full season with Alonso, he beat him in the championship. So this one really is all about pride. They're running for 15th in the championship, and it's going to be fascinating to see how that goes down. And it will go down soon. It is currently Thursday morning, Eastern Standard Time, 10:30, and it is Thanksgiving, and that's why I'm doing this now. I have to sneak this in before I get roped into the usual family festivities. So I hope everyone has a great day, and the American listeners, a fantastic Thanksgiving. And I do hope that you guys will take a moment to review us on iTunes or on whatever platform you get your podcast. As always, I can be reached at feedback@funwithcars.com. Tweet us at FWCars and check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/FWCars. I'm Robin Warner. Goodbye.